con World Cup 2 Watson Serie A, 30th match day after the before the international break. We have Derby de la Capital, we have Milan opening the gap with Inter, and we have Dani Fisichella. Ciao, Dani.
Ciao, Edu. I mean, before the international break, Italy's in the playoff for the World Cup. Yeah. I know you already qualified, you don't care. What a week is it going to be? But what a week has been in Serie A, because now Milan, they are first. Even if Inter wins that game at Bologna, don't know when it's going to take place. Juventus is still gaining ground. So, you know, I think you still keep believing Juventus can win the title. Napoli bounced back. And now the back is pretty tight as well. So great, great Serie A.
I know that you're already nervous about that playoff to qualify for the World Cup. Before we have Serie A games, so let's analyze all the games. Remember, guys, leave your tips and comments, and don't forget to press the like and subscribe. Now let's go on with Dani and his tips. And we have two games on Friday. The first one at the Mapei Stadium. We have Sassuolo Spezia, following our rule, Dani. Sassuolo dropping points against the weak teams is a big question mark in Europe, actually. They perform way better against big teams. They beat Venezia, Fiorentina and Inter before, but against Salernitana they were only able to draw. Whereas for Spezia, it looks like they are going to stay in Serie A one more season.
It will be a miracle. I think Spezia stands here as one of the biggest stories around Europe, one of the youngest teams in Serie A, with Thiago Motta always on the verge of being sacked. They're still there, and they have managed to beat Cagliari quite unexpectedly. You know, Cagliari was having a decent run. First win in five for Spezia, though. They scored two against Cagliari, missed a penalty. They were coming after a very difficult spell. You know, they only scored two in the previous four games, and now two all in one go. But, you know, from the start of the year, because now I've started looking at the Serie A table in a slightly different way, I've separated Girone di Andata, so the first round of fixtures, from Girone di Ritorno in 2022. Guess what? In 2022, Spezia have got the same points in the table as Inter. They've already won four games in the last 10. Decent away as well, also because they won those games at Napoli and Milan that we know they should not have won. But, you know, they are on track to get saved. The problem is that Spezia, when they travel, they concede far too many goals. They are the worst away defense, 33 goals scored. I think one of the tips to put in bets is to look at the home and away form as much as you can. Try to see if they concede a lot, because, you know, you can get a lot of inside knowledge on that. So 33 goals conceded for Spezia away so far this season, and they visit Sassuolo, who in the new year, in 2022, are the top scorers in Serie A. 21 goals scored, 2 goals scored at Salernitana, but again, they concede far too many goals. They are the fourth worst defense in 2022 with 17 conceding, and they are often disappointed at home when they play. Yes, you said rightly, against small teams, perhaps because they got nothing to play for. They cannot get into Europe. They're never going to be relegated. They got a lot of young players that are shining. Raspadori, which, by the way, is going to be suspended for this one. Scamacca, Traoré, and so on and so forth. So it's very difficult to bet on Sassuolo. It's very difficult to find value in a Sassuolo win. You could go for goals in this one, over 2.5 goals or over 1.5 goals in the first half, 193. So it gives you a little bit of a parachute. If there's only one goal in the first half, you lose half your stake.
And on Friday, we also have Genoa Torino. This game screams a draw, following Tom's suggestion, for instance, with Brighton in the Premier League. No, go on for draws. What to say about Genoa? They've drawn, Dani, 16 games this season. We had won a lot of money if we would put our money in Genoa's getting draws. Right now is 7 consecutive draws. I don't know if there is a statistic like this around Europe. And Torino also, they are drawing a lot. 3 draws in the last 5 games. The last one against Inter. We will talk about Inter lately. Perhaps they even deserve more. Torino, I'm talking about.
The kings of the draws, Genoa. We'll talk about Torino lately, but yes, the record, 16 since 93-94. Amazing. You know, I remember one season Inter, they draw around 18 games with Mancini 2004, 2005, but the other games they were winning them. So, you know, obviously they were up the top of the league. In this, they didn't win the league, of course, but, you know, they were second or third. Genoa, they never won a home this season. So that tells you a lot. Five clean sheets, though, in 2022, alongside Milan and Lazio. These are the teams that keeps more clean sheet, but unfortunately, most of them are nil-nil. By the way, a nil-nil at Atalanta, at Bergamo, is not a bad result, but in the situation they are, by the way, Atalanta had few chances, also Genoa a chance with Destro in the end. They are desperate, Genoa. They need to start winning pretty much the rest, the other nine games. In the last 10 games, Genoa, two goals scored, three goals conceded. That tells you why the nil-nil has been very popular. Worst home attack of Serie A. Genoa, only nine goals scored, winless, as we said, Ammarassi. The only win of the season was a Cagliari 3-2 with two goals from Fares that now has joined Torino. So even with a player that is not even there. But, you know, the new manager, Blessing, has changed the team. They look more compact. They look more resilient. They are more of a threat. They need to start scoring. Maybe they will do it against Torino, who are winless in seven games, but big but, they should have had a massive penalty against Inter when they were 1-0 up. And had they got that, I don't know how the referee didn't go to the VAR, they probably wouldn't have won the game in the second half. They sat back and Inter equalized in the very last minute. But, you know, Torino away, again, awful. Worst away attack, only seven goals scored, and they are second from bottom in the away league. So it's table. So it's very difficult to pick a winner here. The good news for Torino is when they travel, they got the second best defense, only 13 goals conceded. So you could go for a low-scoring game, you know, unless they start taking the chances all the time. I can see in the comments some people say Torino win. First half draw. I would go for a first half draw, obviously, being Genoa 2-0-9.
Go for the draw, go for the draw. Then we can
or
see.
Or double chance, X2, 1X. You know, exactly. It's difficult. This is very difficult.
Over 2.25 goals, Scandi is telling us this is very risky. Danny is giving you all the stats. It's very risky. We should go, as Danny is saying, for the draw. It pays very well. And on Saturday, we have the Scudetto race starting in the Diego Armando Maradona, Napoli Udinese. You said it at the beginning, Danny, how Napoli bounced back in a very difficult stadium like the Bentegodi against Verona with Osimhen scoring a brace. Remember that the last home game was a defeat against Milan, four defeats already at home this season for Napoli. And Udinese can be an uncomfortable guest right now because they played really well against Roma and they are playing good in the last games.
Yes, they're playing. I think they free themselves from the fear of being relegated. They're playing with a little bit more of courage and they got the players up top to hurt many teams. De Lofeu is in form. Beto has been a good signing. He's already in double figures. Molina is attacking more. Then they got Pereira back. You know, it's a good side, Udinese. Still, I don't think they've been amazing so far this season. Still, I don't understand why they sacked the manager Gotti, but okay, it worked because they're not going to go down. And when they travel, they're mid-table, Udinese. You know, they often score. They manage to score a couple of goals, one, two. So, you know, Napoli doesn't have to underestimate them. They do concede quite a lot to Udinese, though. They conceded 16 in the last 10 games. Napoli, they confirmed that they are very good away this season. They need to improve in the home on the home form. They lost four home games, I think, so far. They are only the eighth attack in Serie A. I know they had to deal with a lot of injuries. I know we haven't seen the best of Osimhen yet, although he scored a brace at the weekend. But, you know, since the new year, since they start getting all the key players back, Ruiz, obviously Osimhen, Koulibaly, Zambanghissa, they are the best attack of Serie A in the new year. Only six goals conceded in the last 10. So, really, they're still in the title race. They are, correct me if I'm wrong, they are 4 points behind Napoli, if I'm not wrong. Three points behind Napoli. Sorry, 3 points behind Milan, but obviously it's four because, it is three because they won 1-0 there and they lost 1-0 at Napoli. They need to win this one. The value, I think, is on a high-scoring game and it is in a high-scoring game when Napoli can score in both halves, which pays 2.38.
Μάλιστα, Ελληνάς Νάπολη to win. The problem is that that pays very little, 1.5. So
wait for the value. Wait for the actual.
Mm-hmm. The value is for in another market. Then in San Siro, Inter Fiorentina. What is going on, Danny? With Inter, only one victory in the last six Serie A games, 4 points away from Milan, and now they face a Fiorentina that they bounce back and beat Bologna. The problem with Fiorentina that they still can qualify for Europe is that away they are inconsistent. Only one victory out of the last five away games.
And Fiorentina against the top team so far this season hasn't done great. They beat Atalanta home recently. They were beaten by Lazio. They beat Milan at home. They lost to Inter. They lost to Napoli. It is a team that is finding their feet. But, you know, it's a very exciting new project. They play on the front foot, 4-3-3. Of course, the goals have dried up a little bit since Vlahovic left at the weekend. 1-0, great victory against Bologna. Bologna were with 10 men. Fiorentina did a lot of crosses on the in the box. Cross, cross, cross. They almost changed the way they're playing. In the end, there was a scrappy goal from Torreira. Already 7 goals from Torreira. Watch out, because the Uruguayan is the holding midfielder. You often find him in the opposition box. Fiorentina commits a lot of players forward. Sometimes they let themselves very exposed, but he's a very energetic team. It requires a lot of strength, really, to play for on this system. Sometimes in the second half, they suffer a bit. Poor away form, as you mentioned, negative goal difference for Fiorentina, -6. They score 13 and they conceded 12 in the last 10. So, Inter, if they are clinical, if they are able to take the chances, which at the moment they are not, they could bounce back and score a couple. The good news for Inter is Brozovic is back. He missed the game in Turin. And you see how important is Brozovic for this team. Without Brozovic, they cannot control the midfield and the game becomes a scrap. But Simone Inzaghi continue to insist with the 3-5-2 even without Brozovic, and we saw the effects in the second half. Yes, Inter deserved to score, but I think if the referee had given the penalty to Torino in the first half, they would have lost. Very, very difficult moment for Inter, who still got a game in hand. They are 10th in the table since 2022, 12 scored, 8 conceded, so very poor numbers. They are the best attack at home, though. 35 goals scored. Hang on a minute. 5 goal scores against Salernitana, 4 goal scores against Genoa, 6 goal scores against Bologna. All of a sudden, if those wins are only 2-0, they're not the best attack at home anymore. It depends also who you score against. So tough for Inter. Let's see if Correa plays a little bit more, if there is another chance for Sanchez. Lautaro is giving some signs of improvement. You know, 2 goals in the last, 4 goals in the last 3 against Salernitana. They don't count, I think. Over one, well, I don't think they count because he's a Serie B team playing in Serie A for a few more games. You shouldn't really, you have to beat them, but okay, yeah. The stats are the stats. If it's a high scoring game, it could be a high scoring game in the second half. 1.5 goals in the second half doesn't pay amazingly well, but that's the best I could find. 1.83.
Fiorentina double chance. Many people are backing that 2.8 around. If we go for double chance,
let's be clear. If Inter doesn't win this one, the title, ciao, yes, as the famous song in Sanremo, ciao, they sing this year, it's over. They can't catch Milan. They can't catch Milan, and they're gonna be leapfrogged by Juventus. After the break is Juventus Inter. If Inter doesn't win this one, goodbye.
They are still favorites to win the title, so there is good money if you put your money on Milan to win the Scudetto. So Danny, Armin is asking you, how confident are you about a home win? Not very confident, I guess.
I don't give them more than 30% chance. To win the title, really. I see Milan with more chances, and I still give a good 25% chances to Juventus. So I think Inter physical form and mental form has taken a lot of beating recently.
Let's talk about Milan then. They are going to the islands to Cagliari. Cagliari now again in trouble, 3 points away from Venezia, lost against Lazio, lost against Spezia, so they have to react. Milan usually very good when they are playing away. At home, Danny, we saw another bad game against Empoli. They even risk to drop points again.
Yeah, but I think in the end, Maignan only had to make one save. It was not a great game, but I think they look very comfortable on the 1-0. When you win these kind of games, I think it's a good sign that you are a proper team and you can really win the title. Last year, Inter, with Conte, won a few games 1-0 toward the end of the season, and they crossed the line easily. 63 points for Milan. That's the best tally since 2006-2007. So, you know, amazing things done by Pioli and his group of players. They had some issues, I think, because they were missing Theo Hernandez. So, you know, Florenzi playing on the left-hand side is not quite the same. We're still waiting for Ibrahimovic to come back. But in the meantime, if they even can score with Kalulu and win the games, you know, 16 players have scored in Serie A for Milan this season. You know, that tells a lot. Okay, maybe in a home they've been stuttering recently. They've done 1-0 against Sampdoria, 1-1 against Udinese, 1-0 against Empoli. But away, they are great. Second in the away table. Last year, they finished top of the away table. The best away attack. Second best defense in the last 10 games. 7 goals conceded. So again, not suffering too much from the absence of Chiar. Cagliari, one of the best teams of this new year. They are 8th in the table since 2022. Although they have a negative goal difference, but that tells you how much they have improved. Before, the numbers were even worse. Now they are much more compact and they're harder to beat. However, they are better away from home than at home. They like to play on the counter. I wonder if they sit back and wait for Milan to attack them. That could be really, really risky. I can see Milan winning this one. Decent odds, 173. Why not? Maybe put it on your ACCA. If you want to be a little bit more adventurous, go for the halftime, full-time score, which is away. So Milan to be winning a halftime and a full-time, that pays quite a lot, 262.
Cagliari conceded so many counter-attacks against Lazio. Perhaps also Milan can benefit from it. An under, Salim is telling us. Under 3.5 goals could be seen in Milan performances lately. Milan to win, of course. The problem is that the odds 1.7, I give it to you and judge it if it's good enough for you. Then on Sunday, key game for the relegation battle in La Laguna, Venezia, Sampdoria, 4 points between both of them. Venezia, they need to react ASAP, 3 consecutive defeats, lost against Lazio again. Whereas for Sampdoria, again, Danny, 3 defeats. There was a reaction with Gianpaolo. They have to show it now.
Yeah, they were a bit unlucky, I think, against Juventus. If you look at the first goal they conceded, it was an own goal. Then they missed a penalty with Candreva, who's been the best player of the season so far. They deserve to lose anyway, and that's but you know, when they travel, they've been awful, Sampdoria, lately in the last few away games. They don't score enough, only 1 goal per game when they travel, 8 defeats in the last 10. They're in real, real peril. It seems to me that since Gabbiadini got injured, the goal have dried up for Sampdoria, who's very, very leaky at the back. But this is a good chance for Sampdoria to pick up the 3 points and virtually be saved, because Venezia are bottom of the table in the new year, in the last 10 games. Only 1 win in 10, and that was away at Torino. Again, in lucky circumstances. Third worst defense in 2022, 18 goals conceded in 10, so it's quite a lot. And, you know, also a home, very poor, far from bottom a home. For a newly promoted team, you would expect they get most of the points when they play at home. That's not the case. They concede, on average, 2 goals every time they play at home. I can't trust those teams to be courageous enough to go. I mean, they both need to win, but sometimes the fear might prevail and they might settle for a draw. So that could be a good one to go if you want to. Or it could be a low-scoring game. Lately, none of these teams have impressed me too much in front of the goal, under 2.5 goals, that pays two.
Indeed. As Santa is saying, this is one of these games of both teams to lose. So in this
case, might not be a classic.
The draw is a good scenario. Key game for the relegation. Now we have a pointless game, I could say, in the Castellani.
Yeah, well, you know, careful with Empoli.
Yeah, Empoli, 10 points away from the bottom three. And Venezia, they are not getting points, so they can be almost safe. But the reality, Danny, you are right that their strike is so negative. 6 points in the last 12 games, and Verona is not an easy team to play against. Even away, they've improved a lot recently. They drew against Fiorentina or Roma, and we know that they have a lot of firepower. I like the odds for Verona here.
Yeah, I do like the odds. I think, again, it's a team that plays with absolutely no fear. They know they're going to be safe this season. They've improved a lot in terms of points from last season. And, you know, there are players that are having the best season ever, you know, Caprari, Lasagna, Barak, Simeone, of course. Verona, second best attack of Serie A in 2022 in the table of the new year, Girone di Ritorno, the reverse fixture, they will be fifth, so they will be challenging for Europe. They have scored 23 goals away from home. That's a lot. Just to put things in perspective, 8 goals more than Fiorentina, the great scoring Fiorentina, only 3 goals less than Inter when they travel. So be careful with Verona. They lost the weekend because Napoli got a better quality. Also, they got two players sent off, Faraoni and Ceccherini. But that's the first time in the league that they are winless in 2 consecutive games. So normally, after bad results, they can bounce back. Now they visit Empoli that, you know, they're still safe. No one is talking about them being relegated. Winless in 12, as you remember. Second worst defense in 2022. 20 goals conceded in the last 10. Only one less of Salernitana. So if your benchmark is Salernitana, you are already in trouble. And at home, they are fourth from bottom, so really close to relegation. They tend to play much better away when they can counter quickly. They are the worst defense at home. 37 goals conceded in 14 games. More than 2 goals per game when they play at home, when they are supposed to be the favorites. Again, for a newly promoted team, this is unthinkable. Normally, newly promoted team build their success in the home form. Look at Brentford, for example, what they did in the Premier League. So are they going to be in trouble? I don't know, because I think with Empoli, it reminds me a lot of Benevento last season. A lot of praises for the attacking play, etc. Then when they started thinking about, okay, maybe we need to start defending a little bit, they were not able to defend. They were not able to attack. They ended up losing. And then they ended up going on Serie B. Verona, Asia, I'm going to be cautious with this one, okay? Because the over, you have to go over 3 goals really to find values. Asian handicap 0 in the first half, 180. So Verona, Asian handicap 0 in the first half. Verona's not to lose the first half, 180.
And Benevento got relegated last season, so yep. Hopefully for Empoli they stay in Serie A. Perhaps we see goals, and Van is going for over 3 goals here, or the away x2 for Mal, for instance. A double chance for Verona that doesn't pay a lot. Asian handicap 0 in the first half. Is Danny's tip, if we go full time, Asian handicap 0 is 1.7. Another option for you, good odds. If we trust Verona, I'm gonna challenge you, Danny, to find good odds in Juve Salernitana. You've been saying in this video that Salernitana is not a Serie A team anymore, but the thing is that they are getting points. It's draws, 5 draws in the last 6 games. So they are competing with the new manager and all the acquisitions they made in the winter transfer window. But with this Juventus challenging now seriously for the title, they are a bit far away, but perhaps they are still on time. Should be a comfortable game for Juve, especially after playing Champions League.
I can't see Juventus dropping points, really. I mean, it's unthinkable. I know they're going to have a very difficult game against Villarreal tonight, so we don't know how is it going to end, but no matter how it ends, Juventus should be really comfortable with this one, because, you know, nothing to take away from Salernitana. 5 draws in the last 6 and a 5-0 defeat at San Siro. Yes, of course, they're doing better. They've improved massively with 13 signings. Again, they look more cohesive, more of a team, more team spirit. And, you know, they've got a good manager, Davide Nicola, who is very experienced in saving teams from Serie A. And if they keep the same manager next year, I will think they would be favorite to bounce back in Serie A, depending how many players they can keep hold of. I'm not sure if Ribery wants to play in Serie B. Anyway, the thing is, Salernitana always lost heavily, fairly heavily, against top teams so far this season. They only scored 1 goal in over 9 or 10 games against top teams, and that was against Napoli. They lost 4-1. That one. Anyway, they are the worst away team. They got the second worst away defense with 32 goals conceded in 13 goals. The second worst attack, only 10 goals scored. Only Torino has done worse with 7 goals scored. So I cannot expect them to go to the Juventus Stadium and score a goal. They'll need at least a couple to get a point. Juventus, they are unbeaten in 15 games. They are finding Morata, who is in good form, already 11 goals for this season for the Spaniards. They managed to rest for 60 minutes Vlahovic when they played in Genoa. And in 2022, of course, they are top of the league. That's why they made so much ground on the opposition. Now is the last stretch. Allegri, a title winner 5 times in Serie A, he's done that, he's been there, he knows how to handle the pressure. Do not discard Juventus for the title challenge after the break. Juventus-Inter, the massive game, the biggest game, of course, in Italian football. Third best attack in the new year, Juventus as well. 18 scored, so that's the Vlahovic effect. A team that hasn't been scoring too many in Serie A in 2022 has scored already 18. The value... it's difficult. Over 3 goals, 2-0-8. So you have a little bit of a parachute. If you finish 3-0 for Juventus or 2-1, you get your money back. More than 3 goals, you win 2-8.
Juventus to win and over 2.5 goals. Juventus to win 2-0. Armin is suggesting us a handicap win. We have to go for Juve Asian handicap -2, which is not a lot, actually. We have odds 2.2. That could be decent odds. And Envano is asking you if can Juventus still win the title. You just mentioned that they can.
Of course. Of course. I mean, Juventus are in the title race. Of course they can win the title. I mean, yeah, they are there. They will be there until the very end.
Odds 11.0, if you back Juve to win the Scudetto.
A lot, yeah.
Then, my favorite game in Italy, Derby della Capitale, Roma-Lazio in the Girone d'Andata. We saw Lazio beating Roma. 3-2 was a very entertaining game. Last season, Roma won their home game 2-0, and they both are fighting for the European spots. Lazio with 2 consecutive victories, Roma dropping points against Udinese, won the previous two against Atalanta and Spezia. These games are usually very difficult, Danny, to predict. In the last years, we've been seeing more home victories. It's been a while without an away victory in the derby.
Yeah, these are difficult, really, because apart that both teams are in good form, I must say, Roma are unbeaten in 8, 4 wins and 4 draws. Lazio, good numbers, second best attack of Serie A, if I'm not wrong. Anyway, they scored 19 goals in the last 10, only conceded 8. Decent victory against Venezia. I was expecting them to score a couple more goals, but also this team, sometimes they're a little bit inconsistent. More Roma, I would say, initially, especially the way they approach games from the start. At Udinese, they were a bit sluggish. Udinese couldn't score the second goal with Makengo. Roma, by the way, play Vitesse at home in the Conference League on Thursday. So again, should not be too difficult, but we know that Mourinho squad, he always said, is not deep enough. So let's see how many changes he make. 14 goals conceded for Roma in the last 10. I think that's the most concerning stats of all. They've not been able to keep many clean sheets, but it's a team that has gained a lot of points in the last few minutes of games in Serie A so far. So that's obviously tells that, you know, they do believe they attack until the end. As I often said, the numbers with Roma are all good. The numbers of attacks, the numbers of expected goals, expected assists, chances created. Also, they hit the post most times. I think it's the second after Bologna. the results did not come many times to Roma's way. They lost the reverse fixtures, and you know, we know that sometimes Roma in the last few years have been a little bit allergic to big games. They lost a lot of big games this season. They've only beaten Atalanta home and away. So let's see what kind of game plan is Lazio gonna sit and wait for Roma to attack and then hit them on the counter with bolts over the top for the speed, the pace of Immobile. Lazio are without Zaccagni. I think it's a big miss for them. He's suspended. He's been really, really good recently. Okay, so I'm going to go for a cautious one. Both to score. So you need to go for the goals market. Both to score in the second half. That pays 3 or 4. It's a massive odds, of course, for both to score in the second half. Maybe go and bet half of what you normally bet, half a unit. So, you know, you can still gain a fair decent amount if they are both to score in the second half.
Massive game this one. Tebogo is going for both teams to score in the first round of fixtures. We saw 5 goals, so could be a good idea. And 1-4 cards, always also a good idea in the hot derby de la Capitale. This time fighting to get in the Europa League. Roma, Lazio, tell me, who are you supporting actually, Roma or Lazio? And who do you want to win this game? Danny, and we have one more game, Bologna-Atalanta. Atalanta playing in the Europa League, a very tough game actually against Leverkusen. They are in a very poor form in Serie A, but they have to keep an eye because they probably won't qualify for the next Champions League, but still they have to qualify for Europe because we see how Roma or Lazio or even Fiorentina, they are behind them, and it's not easy to travel to the Dallara. Bologna, one of these teams that are in the middle of the table always, but at home they are stronger. No defeats in the last 3.
Yeah, at home they're a bit stronger in a fairly disappointing season for Bologna, which, you know, at Firenze, Florence, they didn't do too bad. I think actually they hit the woodwork twice in the first half. Then they were down to the man for the Bonifazi red card. They resisted as much as they could. In the end, they lost 1-0. Again, fairly defensive team, fairly defensive approach for Bologna. I'm sure the supporters were expecting much, much more from this team, especially considering the signing of Arnautovic in the summer, and they strengthened the team. Okay, they lost Tomiyasu, they lost Skovolsen, but you know, I think it's a team that should have been higher up in the league. They are far from bottom, actually, in 2022, so very bad start of the Girone di Ritorno, second worst attack in the last 10. They only scored 5 goals, 1 win in 10. That was 2-1 against Spezia at home. At home, they are mid-table. Yeah, goal difference plus 1. They picked up good results previously in the season, famously the 3-0 win against Lazio. Now comes Atalanta, who are the great goal-scoring Atalanta. Well, not this season, you know. They are very far away from their goal tally in the previous 2 seasons. They scored 90 last year, 98 2 years ago. Now they only scored 50, if I'm not wrong, and they are goalless in 6 of the last 10 Serie A games. What happens is that they're missing the top scorer. Zapata is injured. He scored 12 goals so far this season. He's going to be injured until the end of the month, probably into April. Muriel, who last year scored 26, so far only scored 8. Again, he's been injured, but only 4 goals in Serie A. And yeah, Atalanta struggling to find the creativity, to unlock very compact defenses, especially when the teams play with 5 at the back. They don't find too many spaces. Missing Ilicic is also another issue. Malinowski is great, but is a little bit inconsistent. And, you know, if your wing backs don't work as well as they should be, yes, Atalanta are in trouble. And always they tend to leak goals. You know, they do concede a few goals. They concede 7 in the last 10. You know, it's not a great tally for a team that wants to be challenging for the top positions. Again, they're going to play a difficult game at Leverkusen on Thursday. They might be tired. This is a Sunday night game. I can't see too many goals, to be fair. Under 2.75 goals pays 1.82, which means if there are 3 goals, so finish 3-0 or 2-1 each way, you only lose half your stake.
Mm-hmm. Tebogo going for Atalanta straight win. The truth is that there is a lot of value in Bologna, even if we go for a double chance or an Asian handicap 0. Danny, before the break, let's go with your AKA.
Okay, 5 games. as always, Genoa, Torino, under 2.5 goals, Napoli to win. Inter Fiorentina, both teams to score. Juventus to win the first half against Salernitana, as you can see on the graphic. Lazio Roma, il derby alla capitale. Obviously, I had to include that in the H. Both teams to score, and the total odds for these ones are quite high, I think, for my standards at least. 12-44.
Danny, as always, already nervous for that playoff.
Italia, Macedonia, and then. And then, if we win, Portugal or Turkey. Away, so they could go away either to Lisbon or to Ankara. I don't know which one to prefer, really.
Or Istanbul. So
Istanbul, probably.
We will come to that point next
if
week.
If we get there, we need to beat Macedonia first in Palermo. I mean, this is just... It's going to be difficult to speak you next week.
Good luck. Good luck, Danny. Thanks, everyone, for watching. And don't forget to press the like and subscribe. Enjoy Serie A. Bye-bye.
Ciao. Speak soon. Bye-bye.